Our beliefs have the ability to shape the decisions we make in our life and business. Beliefs are a powerful thing, but what if some of the things we believe are wrong? In this rapidly evolving digital world, there are certain website myths that could be holding you back, and in this episode, I want to address them. Hey there, welcome to the Blissful Biz Podcast. I'm your host, Susanne Reike, here to help yoga and wellness entrepreneurs build a thriving online business. If you're ready to make a bigger impact and earn money online, you are in the right place. Each week you learn about websites, digital products, social media strategies, and what's working now to build your online business. And now let's get started. Before we dive in, I'd like to invite you to my upcoming free 3-day website challenge. It starts July 12th, and for 3 days, you get a daily live training with me where you learn how to design a website that represents you and your brand, how to build your online yoga business and start making money through your website 24/7, and I'm sharing all my favorite tools with you and tons of examples, and how to build a homepage that will help you get more clients and that's a true asset for your business. It's going to be so much fun and also super actionable for you. You really don't want to miss it. So sign up, go to SusanneReike.com/website challenge. That's SusanneReike.com/website challenge. It's totally free and we start July 12th. And if you can't make it live to the trainings, don't worry, I'll send out the replays, but to get them, you need to be signed up first. Ready? Okay, let's do this and talk about website myths. The first myth I want to talk about is, it doesn't matter what my website looks like. Here's the thing though, people make snap judgments. It takes only 1/10 of a second to form a first impression about a person. Websites are no different. I wish I could tell you something different, that it doesn't matter what your website looks like. But the truth is, it takes about 50 milliseconds for users to form an opinion about your website that determines whether they'll stay or leave. There are actually studies that show this. Scary, right? So why I think you need great content, like good copy for your website to convert your visitors into customers, your message needs to be right. When they don't stay on your website, they're not going to see all the great things you have to offer or read on to learn more. Visual appeal and website navigation have the biggest influence on people's first impressions of a website. It's the first impression that counts. This doesn't mean that you need an expensive designer, and I'll talk more about that myth in a bit. That's a relief, right? And a few years ago, Google actually confirmed the 50 milliseconds number in their own research. The interesting key findings from their study were that websites with low visual complexity and high prototypicality, that means how representative a design looks for a certain category of websites, were perceived as highly appealing. The key takeaway is this. Make your web design simple and familiar. Follow conventions. People have a fixed idea of what a website should look like with the logo on the left and the menu at the top. If you go for innovative, unconventional layouts, people are actually less likely to like them. Keep it simple. I always preach this, keep it simple, especially when you're not a designer. What a lot of people get wrong is that they want to be too unique and creative. And I get that. I really do. You want to stand out and you probably also have your own ideas of what you like and don't like. But very often, that goes terribly wrong. Like hand-drawn logos that are way too elaborate to use on a website and impossible to read on a mobile phone, or colors that are too strong or clash, or copy that's nearly unreadable on a colored background. You know what I mean, right? You've probably seen websites like this. Can I say it again? Keep it simple and it will be much easier to make a good first impression with your website. Okay, here are a few more tips. Have a simple logo, maybe just your name in a beautiful font. Keep your navigation menu super clear and have a maximum of 7 topics in it. You don't need to put home as text in your menu. People know that your logo links back to your homepage by now. Have a lot of white space. This doesn't mean that you need to have a lot of white color on your website, but white space means actually the space between elements, for example, between an image and a headline. So be generous here. It will look better than if everything is crammed together. Also, it looks better when it's consistent, when you have a very big space between two elements and then the next two are really crammed together. That doesn't look good either. Talking about colors, white looks great as your main background color, and you can accent it with another light background color, for example, a very light beige or gray, and use some stronger accent colors that complement your main color, and you use those stronger colors sparingly. Use fonts that are easy to read and not too small. Make sure that contrast between text and background is good. Your text should always be readable. Ask your parents or your grandmother if they can read the text on your website, then it's probably working. Don't have too much text on your homepage. Really, people are more scanning the content than reading, especially on the homepage. Make it really easy for them to find the content that they are looking for. Don't use stock images on your homepage. People recognize them immediately, and it looks weird, especially when you're a personal brand. If you do this, if you do all this, you're in a good way to have a well-designed website. And if you then also get the content right, you are golden and have a real asset for your business. Myth number 2 I want to address today is that you need a designer to have a professional looking website, and it's expensive. I just told you that how your website looks really matters. So it might be the best thing to hire a designer to build your beautiful website, right? I have to say, I have mixed feelings here. When you're just getting started, maybe you just paid a ton of money for your yoga teacher training or nutrition course or whatever you do. You probably don't have the budget to hire someone good, because a good designer will cost you good money. Does this mean that you should wait and not get a website? Of course not. Yes, a professionally designed website probably will look better than a DIY website. That's why professional website designers exist. But you can get something great looking up when you keep it simple, there I go again, and put some thought behind it, like what to put on your website, what pictures you should use. When money is tight, I would strongly recommend that you spend it on a photo shoot before you hire someone to design your website or a logo. A lot of people do that, and there's really no need for that. Have a simple font-based logo and you're good to go. Photos make such a huge difference. Good quality photos of yourself, you can't fake. You can use them forever. And to take them yourself is not impossible, but really difficult. Trust me, I tried it. So just do it, do a photo shoot, and then build a simple website yourself and start growing your business. And then when you're already successful and you actually are earning money from your business, more than you need to support yourself, you can put some of that and hire a website designer like me, for example, or a copywriter or a virtual assistant. You are reinvesting into your business and building the foundation for more growth. But when you're just getting started, you don't need a fancy website with all the bells and whistles. You just need something nice looking where people can learn more about you and your offers and can get in touch. Or you keep managing your website yourself. It's actually totally possible, even when you're not a designer, and it's so empowering. That's what a lot of my students in my course Blissful Websites tell me, how empowering it is that they could do it. They actually built their website themselves, even if they never thought they could do this. And that now they're in control and can do any updates, change anything they want without having to wait for someone else. So even when one day you want to delegate your website, it's super beneficial if you know how to do things yourself. You know how to brief someone, you know what you want and what you don't want, and you know how to change things yourself, which can be really important. For example, when you notice a mistake and urgently want to fix it before you send out a newsletter and your designer is away. So you just do it yourself. So you don't need a designer for your website. There's definitely power in doing it yourself. But I have to say this, you should probably get an online course or a good template so you don't have to start from scratch and to save you tons of time. Just trying to put something together with no plan and no idea what you're doing, that's just going to lead to frustration and to a probably not so stellar looking website. Thankfully, you're really lucky because it's never been easier to build a gorgeous professional looking website yourself than today. Thanks to website builders and templates and online courses that allow you to create something amazing without knowing how to code, for example. I don't know how to code. I taught myself how to use WordPress, but I never needed to learn HTML or PHP or any other programming languages, thank God. I don't believe it's impossible. You just have to sit down and learn them, but there's really no need. With the easy drag-and-drop builders that are available today, you don't have to be techie to build a website. Though I don't even know what that means. What's techie? Who's techie? Certainly, I've never met a yoga teacher who said he or she is techie. But I met many who said, I'm just not techie. Which is the third myth I want to address today. It's a myth that you need to be techie to build a website, and I already told you that's just not the case. It's also a limiting belief. When you tell yourself that, you are stopping yourself from doing it, from being successful creating your website. You are belittling yourself and your abilities. Is it super easy to create a website? Of course not. It's not like a child could do it. There are still a lot of foreign things to learn and handle, like registering a domain and hosting and choosing a website builder and all that. The thing is, you can do this. This is just like a foreign language you need to learn or anatomy. You probably had to sit down and learn all the names for the different bones and muscles. This didn't happen overnight. And it's the same with your website. You just need to get started. You need to believe in yourself. And then you'll figure it out step by step. Just try to get into this mindset that you'll figure it out. That it's a new thing you'll master. Get support, watch tutorials on YouTube, or get an online course that teaches you how to build your website step by step, like I do in my course Blissful Websites. You can do this. You got this. Your website matters. It's a big asset for your business. You need it. But you don't need an expensive designer to build it for you, and you certainly don't need to be techie. If you would like to learn more about how to build a gorgeous website and how to make it the foundation of your successful yoga online business, don't forget to sign up for my upcoming free 3-day website challenge. To sign up, go to susannereike.com/website-challenge. I'll also add the link to the show notes. It's totally free and we start July 12th. And for 3 days, you get a live training every day where I'll also have time to answer your questions. We have some surprises and a lot of fun and community. I really hope I'll see you there. Get in touch if you have any questions about it. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Blissful Biz podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes. This would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to never miss a new episode. To learn more about how to work with me one-on-one, my courses and membership, or to get instant access to freebies, workshops, and more, go to susannereike.com right now. Thanks for tuning in and see you next time.